Christmas with you. Christmas with you.
This is the Winter Fanboys Podcast, pre-recorded at First Space Studios in the heart of New York City and Denver, Colorado.
Hello, welcome back to the Winter Fanboys Podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Adam.
This is the Winter Fanboys Podcast, where we cover the winter failure, the most original Christmas music no one has ever heard of. And we think that's a shame. So today we're going to be covering the song Christmas With You from the album Live at Failure Ranch, which just dropped around December 21st or something?
I think it was the 17th, actually.
The 17th.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know what's funny is I saw that it dropped and I was like, that looks new, but then I just didn't think it was. And so then I just kept and then you and I talked Christmas Eve, the day before Christmas Eve, and we were like, yeah, we can't do this.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little tight timing for us to try to get this out before Christmas.
Yeah, so we are in 2023 now.
We are in 2023 talking about it. But that's actually fine for specifically this first song on the album, Christmas With You, which starts out with kind of Christmas wrapping up. We've got like Bran. This is a Bran song, I think. I think Bran probably wrote it. Definitely. I think that they did it, like, this is live at Failure Ranch, so I'm assuming that they were together probably at Dave's house recording this stuff.
That's where we think Failure Ranch is.
Yeah, we think Dave's that's house. Failure Ranch. And until Dave proves me otherwise, that's what I'm going to call it from now on. So it's cool to have them together. Last year we listened to FL, and FL was like, they switched off each song, and I think each one of them kind of did most of the heavy lifting on each song. And I think this one, I wonder, but I get a feeling that it's a little more collaborative, like that they're kind of on each other's tracks a bit more. Like with the guitar in this one, I don't know who's playing which, but I think it's what Bran is playing one line and then Dave is playing the other. If I had to guess, I would guess that Dave is playing the like riff part.
Yeah.
And then Bran is holding it down with like the sweet rhythm. Yeah.
Yeah. What's interesting is that, yeah, you bring that up, that before, I don't actually know. I mean, we can only speak to FL and then we did the EP and Valentine's Day, but we can really only speak to FL for their Christmas stuff. I don't know if they did how. Yeah. This album or this EP is going to have more kind of what you're talking about, right? Obviously this is a Bran song. Bran probably wrote it, but, Dave is kind of like hinted in throughout it, right? Mm-hmm. You can feel where Dave is. And so, which I didn't really necessarily feel with FL, right? It felt like they were like, this is our individual song that we're bringing.
Yeah. Like they were collaborating on the album itself, but the collaboration between the two song or between songs on FL felt a little looser. I do think that they did some work for each other, like, on some stuff, but I'm not sure what and how much. I think it was much lighter. In this, I think this is my guess, but I think they're collaborating much more deeply, which is cool because I think it's been a while since they've been able to do this, especially in person. I think it's been since, you know, Dave moved to New York and like New York City in like 2016-ish.
Yeah, was that when it? Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was they've always done it virtual.
It'd be like 2015.
When did we meet?
You and I met.
2014.
I moved to New York in 2014.
I met you and Dave on the same day.
Right. When we were helping Leanne move.
Leanne move, and we sang at Rachel's.
Yes, we sang. Yes.
We did sing
at Rachel's.
But not it wasn't an invite.
Yeah. So Rachel's was unfortunately is no longer there. Rachel's was a Mexican restaurant in New York City in Brooklyn. And it had delicious, it had good margaritas, but I loved their pina coladas. And after we helped a friend of ours move, and my girlfriend at the time move, Dave, Adam, and I were eating at Rachel's with them. and we began to sing, I believe it was All Star.
It was All Star.
Yeah, and we got really into it. We got really, really into it at the table in the restaurant.
Yeah. The rest of the restaurant got into it too.
Yeah, we got everyone going, and everyone starts singing All Star with us.
I normally would say that, be like, oh yeah, the whole restaurant didn't, but we were sitting in the front,
yeah,
and I saw everyone at the bar singing, and everyone at the tables by us. Maybe the tables in the back didn't, but the tables around us and the bar was definitely singing All Star with us.
Yeah, and so that was when I knew that I wanted to spend more time with this Dave and Adam guys.
That's it.
These Dave and Adam guys.
So anyway,
getting back to the album.
Christmas With You.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely a brand song. Definitely a jamming song. It's a song that is, you know, it's brand, just like what I said before. You know, I said what I said before. We did this our second attempt at this
podcast.
You
have to assume that they don't actually know what we did before.
Yeah, you guys never heard it.
Right, they don't know any of it.
I didn't... They don't know any of it. So it's all new to
just listen to that
people
one.
People listen. Just listening to that. It's a jamming song that is driven by, it's just a song that makes me want to put headphones on and go dance down the street.
It's just a groove.
I don't feel that way about every song, but there are a lot of songs that I'll dance down the street to, but this is definitely one of them. It so much is like, Frap from FL. I think it's so much like Frap, and it's so much like Wonder.
Yeah, both of those come to mind with this song for sure.
Yeah.
which both were beautiful brand songs from FL. And so Adam, what do you feel like kind of constitutes a brand song to you? Like what are kind of the feelings or like the vibes? Like how can you pick it out?
So for me, I think there's two things. One is the song itself is kind of driven by a rhythm guitar. And then two, the message of the song is there's a hopeful message in it, right? I think that would be the staple. Obviously, not all of Brand's songs are like that.
Yeah. Not all of them, but for sure.
But those are the two things that make me go, ah, yeah, it's Brand. And so the point of the guitar makes me feel like the front of the EP cover, which is the cabin and the snow and it makes you feel like it's warm. It's the holiday time. I know Brand does his Hallmark podcast. It makes you feel a little bit, maybe not exactly like Hallmark, but it makes me feel like that type of like sit down, watch a movie with loved ones while it's snowing outside.
It's a pretty powerful vibe he's got going on. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh, I totally agree with you. Yeah. When you're talking about that, like warm, hopeful, like rhythm guitar driven, and they've usually got like, well, I think about Wonder and this, which just have great hooks. I keep coming back to them. It's just like fun. Wonder was one of the songs I was most excited to listen to this Christmas when I was like getting ready for a Christmas party here at the place. I was putting on different Christmas music and I put on FL, and when Wonder came on, I was so stoked. And it's the one that I show people too. And I'm like, yay, here's some music my friends put out. I usually show people Wonder. So for this one, I do want to talk a little bit about the lyrics. So we mentioned before, like that it gets into Boxing Day. And so the song starts out with like Christmas is over. We're like putting Christmas away. And I don't know what Boxing Day is. It's not really a thing here in the States. But I know that it's like more of a big deal maybe in like, maybe Canada, but I know for sure in England.
Definitely in Canada. And I honestly think it's a Boxing Day is the day after Christmas.
I think so. Yeah.
Which I've always thought it was boxing.
Like you're going to fight
someone. But it's actually like boxing. So
it's the day Christmas. It's the day Santa has got to get his boxing gloves out and fight Krampus. To make sure that you know, we get Christmas next year. Because if he loses, then we don't get Christmas next year.
Which, by the way, Have you ever seen the any of the Krampus movies?
No, I haven't seen any of the Krampus movies.
They're not that bad.
Right here, folks.
I've only seen one, and I got scared a few times. Had to put it on mute and watch it, which I'm also terrified. Horror things make me scared.
Yeah.
But
no Krampus in this.
No Krampus in this song. Actually, quite the opposite.
Yeah.
They do. So Boxing Day, I think, is also like the equivalent of Black Friday. I could be wrong, but I think it's like shopping.
I think it's shopping. I've always thought about it as like you're putting Christmas away. So like you're putting things in boxes, like putting the
could be that.
Which like if you're looking at the video right now, obviously I haven't put Christmas away, and I probably won't for a while because I love these dang lights.
Yeah, it's just lights though.
I mean, there's a bunch of Christmas stuff all over my apartment. I haven't put away yet. I'll get there. I'll keep the lights up. I'll probably get rid
you're
of
like,
some of the put away.
You're
some
like
of the
yeah,
stuff.
There's lights over here, but then I also have. Christmas tree over here.
I have a guy who's Christmas just, trees, he's actually. Just he's dressed up as Santa over here because I just don't,
he's like hey don't can I go home yet.
No, but you can go on a smoke break, okay. So Bran is like the voice in the song is singing about Christmas being over, and I imagine like yeah he's in that cabin in the front of the album, and at the end of it, you know, he's talking about like or in that verse he's talking about like the weight and the lights are fading and the carolers are singing Auld Lang Syne.
Mm-hmm.
And he's holding his cup of kindness. And so I'm just imagining Bran like holding like a nice warm cup of like hot cocoa as he's looking out of his like Hallmark window, you know, yeah. And Christmas is being put down. He's like, oh man, I gotta gear up for the rest of the year. And that's part of what this song feels like. Cause then we get into the first chorus, which is like, all right, we're putting Christmas away. And instead of it being this like, lament exactly it's sort of like the building of momentum. He's like, I got a pep in my step, I've got a hum in my chest to the tune of Christmas with you. He starts like kind of anticipating Christmas next year and like gearing up for what he's going to take with him from this Christmas forward into the new year. And I think that's a great perspective to have on the end of a holiday such as Christmas.
Yeah, it's all looking forward to the next one, right? It's kind of like, yeah, it's over, but guess what? There's another one coming. And so it's this idea of like, again, hope, right? And the, you know, I haven't thought about this until now, but it's like kind of what Advent is kind of like, right? In terms of you're expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And the bridge of this song, so if we jump to the bridge,
yeah,
does the same.
Which
because
like,
he even says the tree is up. So it's not Christmas yet.
Well,
unless you put your tree up the day of Christmas.
I feel like what happens throughout the song before we get to the bridge is I think we go through the year almost and we arrive at Christmas again. Because I think the line before that is, it's Christmas Eve. The anticipation is killing me. I waited a year for you to arrive. The halls are decked with holly. Everyone is feeling jolly. We hold our breath for one last silent night. And then it goes back into the chorus and then it hits the bridge. And so I feel like the tree is up, like the bridge is sort of like Christmas has arrived again. Or we're back in Christmas season. We've kind of gone full circle all the way around.
Yeah. I guess that's where I was going, was that it's not like Christmas. I mean, maybe it is Christmas Day, but I took it as not Christmas Day, and I took it as...
Yeah, it's not clear if it's not, Christmas Day.
I took it as like... What I like is the idea of going through, you know, the Grinch, the...
Scrooge.
The Scrooge, and then ending with the devil.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of like that building, those building blocks.
Yeah.
To not just say the same thing over again, right? The bridge could easily just be the, you know, the tree is up. I don't know the lyrics. I got the lyrics.
So it's like, if you want, do you want to know what the Grinch, Scrooge, and devil lines are?
Yeah, go ahead.
So ain't no Grinch gonna tell us to keep it down. Ain't no Scrooge going to turn these smiles around. Ain't no devil going to steal the love we found.
Yeah. Ain't no devil going to steal the love we found.
Mm-hmm.
Even you just reading that right there.
It's good.
is, yeah, it's good.
Tree is up. Nothing can bring us down.
Hits me in the heart.
It does. Let me tell you, there are times when that dang devil tries to steal the love I found.
Yeah,
and it helps me have Bran sing to me.
Yeah, Bran very much just reminds me of I think I've said this before, but I'll say it again. He reminds me of a Hallmark Zac Brown band.
Hmm.
That's what he just reminds me.
Okay.
And it's because the rhythm, the acoustic guitar is so driven.
Right.
Like, I feel like everything he does is driven. He also has a beard, but it's that rhythm guitar that just kind of, it just feels like it, like a train just mm-hmm. chugs along.
Yeah. It's very driving.
It's driving. And it's also like it's, you know, a foot tapper, a knee slapper. shake your
it gives a pep in your
chair.
Step and a hum
a
in your
pep
chest
in your step. Yep.
And I'm gonna hang my socks. What?
Yeah, I honestly, it's interesting where they put it as the first song on the EP.
I was just about to ask you that. I was gonna ask, why do you think they put this first on the EP?
As opposed to the end?
Yeah, exactly.
Because to me, I would think this could fit at the end.
Right. This would be a great sign off. Like, let's look forward to the next Christmas.
But I also think it's a really good kickoff because it's getting prepped for the holiday season.
Yeah, I mean, it takes us all the way from FL. If you want to think about it this way, right? We could it takes us all the way from the end of FL, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And Bran is put, and now it's like it's Boxing Day. And then Bran takes us all the way through the year back to Christmas, and now we're ready for some Christmas songs.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, if we think about it on the journey in terms of their album or their musical journey, mm-hmm. right? It's a great song to start with.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that didn't come to mind until I heard what you were saying, and then I was like, oh wait, yeah, you're right. Maybe this is a great way to start.
Yeah, it's a good way to start the song. And I personally think Bran just has a really good. He just has a solid message. I guess I don't want to like sugarcoat it and be like, oh, it's just about hope, but it is about hope and like, it's about hope and about things that could steal your hope or mm-hmm. take away your hope. So it's not just like, just be hopeful, or it's not just like, we're just going to be jolly for the sake of being jolly. Mm-hmm. It's like, we're actually going to be hopeful and jolly, and we're going to see that there are things that can take it away. And we're not going to let them.
And I love that it's like Christmas as a source, like the holiday season, right? The Christmas as a source of energy, like as something that kind of builds you up and gets you charged up to then go. And, you know, we talked about this before, but not everybody's holidays are like that. You know, sometimes the holidays are really hard and they leave you drained. But I think they're supposed to. I think the goal of them, like if you think of like the ideal Christmas, right? Then what is it supposed to do? Yeah, I think it's supposed to like be this moment of light in the middle of the dark part of winter. You know, like it's right after the winter solstice, which is the longest night of the year. And we put our lights out, you know, we put lights on the tree, you know, all this beautiful stuff. We come together. And so it's like this holiday of, you know, speaking entirely secularly and not getting into like the tradition and the story that Christmas is all about. Like just the practice of it is like a place of coming together in community, warmth, light, in the midst of the cold and dark winter. And, that I get that warmth and that from Bran's song. And it also encourages me like, yeah, that's what Christmas is supposed to be. Like, how can I go about next year, helping make Christmas a source of joy and hope and light and energy as we go into the new year and we hit January and February, and gosh, you know how those January, February winters are in New York. Uh-huh. Yeah. A little more sunny out here, but
are they?
Yeah, they're they're pretty sunny out here, which is kind of nice.
Well, I was just going to say that a way to kind of wrap this up, I think this is a song that you can listen to, you know, in July.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a, I say July because it's like a Christmas in July, you know, the 6 months before Christmas.
Yeah.
But maybe this is also a song that you can listen to, like you just said, January, February for New York, sometimes March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Might be hit or miss.
Sometimes, yeah, yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm like all the way in June. But yeah, it's I just think that maybe this is a song that can keep you bopping along to remember. Yeah, it's like a it's a thing
like
out
a
in the distance.
It's like a Christmas song.
It's like a I was gonna say a thing out in the distance, but it's a Christmas beacon.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's a Christmas lighthouse.
Yeah, it's Christmas Lighthouse.
Yeah.
That's what this song is. It's a Christmas Lighthouse.
Uh-huh. And I think... Go for it.
What I was going to say is, which is actually... would be really... like if I was a ship out at sea and I saw a lighthouse, mm-hmm. hadn't seen anything for, let's just say, days or months or weeks or however long you want to say, seeing a lighthouse would be promising.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think I do want to say one of the things from our previous recording that I liked about the song too, which is that this, I think you said this is a Christmas song that you can listen to all year round. And I think that's true. I think it goes to the lighthouse idea. I love this song. It's a great way to open the album. Just a real banger.
Yeah. I think that's great. I think this is better than the first recording because it's,
absolutely.
This song is a Christmas Lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we end this. The Christmas Lighthouse.
Sounds good. Well,
there it is.
This is the Winter Fanboys. I've been Ben.
I've been Adam.
Stay frosty, my friends.
Yeah. Step. I got a hum in my chest. Set to the tune. Christmas with you.